This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. So many close and exciting games are providing so many great highlights each week. Joe Tolleson has the job of bringing us the top moments from around the league. Joe likes the recent hat trick scored by Washington's Alexander Semin to get things rolling.
Bradley trying to glove it to Beach. Didn't get a hand on it. Beach sends it back for Semin. Wrist shot through a screen. He scores! Alexander Semin, the hat trick here in the second period. And the Capitals have increased that lead to 5-0. Alexander Semin, you are the Cat in the Hat.
Sam, Alexander Semin and the Capitals playing the role of spoiler in the Southeast Division. Steve Colby, the call on the Caps Radio Network, as Semin's natural hat trick highlighted Washington's 7-1 romp over Tampa Bay. It allowed Atlanta to gain some breathing room at the top of the division as newly acquired Keith Tkachuk is catching fire.
Top of the slot, Jitnik. Right side, Hossa. Back to Jitnik it goes. Left circle, in the slot, up the jump shot, score! Keith Tkachuk, from between the circles, rips it home, and he is holding court in a dizzying swirl of affection. Thrashers win 4-3 in overtime.
Dan Kamal on 680 The Fan in Atlanta is the Thrashers' top Buffalo, courtesy of Tkachuk's sixth goal in seven games. The defending champs are battling for their playoff lives.
Backhands it behind the net to Brind'Amour, poke check by Oduya, but then they... Wizard Whitney turns into the point for Wesley, and it's deflected down. He scores! Brind'Amour seemed to have his stick in midair on a Wesley wrister, and everything going in.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes Radio Network as Rod Brind'Amour's goal chased New Jersey goalie Martin Brodeur, and Carolina went on to a 7-2 win. The Rangers picked up points in 11 of 12 games to move into 7th place in the East, included in that stretch a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh that featured a record-breaking goal from Jaromir Jagr.
Here's Jagr, down the right wing, carries in behind the net. He centers at the flex. Red light has not come on. Now it does. Rangers say the puck crossed the line. No indication from the referees. Van Vassenhoven will skate over. And he's pointing now. He's signaling goal with 33.8. seconds remaining.
Kenny Albert, the call on MSG Radio in New York, as video review confirmed Jagr's game-winning goal is 25th marker of the campaign. Jagr eclipses Hall of Famer Mike Gartner to become the first player in league history to score 25 goals in 16 straight seasons. Minnesota's found the Midas touch.
Minnesota comes back and Gabrick shoots and scores! Gabrick took a beautiful centering pass from back behind the net, and the Wild lead it by a score of 3-0. This one comes with 22.4 seconds remaining in the period.
Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota is the Wild needed Marian Gabrick's 26th goal of the season. They held off Phoenix 3-2. The Wild stretched their winning streak to a franchise best 7, and the 43rd win's also a team record. Finally, Colorado's not ready to miss out on the postseason dance without a fight. Heading into the weekend, the Avs were 9-0-1 in their last 10 games, and they're putting the heat on the 8th place Flames against San Jose. Paul Stastny saw his rookie record point scoring streak end to 20 games, but that was okay because Colorado picked up another crucial 2 points when Milan Hajduk scored 19 seconds into overtime for a 4-3 final. Norm Jones had the call on KKFN The Fan in Denver.
Sacking right side to Hajduk into the zone with a shot. He scored! This shot of the Avs have won it! Milan Hajduk! Oh my, 2 points for the Avs within 4 points of Calgary in the final playoff spot.
Sam, with playoff spots up for grabs in both conferences, it promises to be an exciting fortnight to close the season, and we'll chronicle the chase right here as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Some really exciting calls from around the league, and there'll be a lot more next week, and we can count on Joe Tolleson to bring them to us on the show. Still ahead on this week's show, Brian Ralston of the Minnesota Wild will join me. And coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
The Flames don't do well in this year's playoffs. I don't think there's any question in my mind. Jim Playfair's time in Calgary could be over at the end of the season.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.